Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. As we said yesterday, and we've said many times before, failure's an event. It's not who you are. Failure is never final if you have the God-given desire and direction to change your destiny. We're the only ones who choose whether failure or success is our ultimate destination. Yesterday, we started talking about A to Z on how to turn failure straight into success. Admit it when you mess up. The best way to overcome failures is to face them, learn from them, and move on.
B, boldly refuse to accept failure as final, regardless of how badly you may have messed up.
C, concentrate on what you want to accomplish.
D, decide in your heart, decree and declare by the words of your mouth that your dreams, your goals will come to pass despite previous setbacks.
E, elevate your thinking.
F, free your mind from mistakes of the past, bondages of the present, and fear of the future.
G, grab a new desire. Ignite a passion to make things happen instead of waiting for something to happen. I believe Dr. Ben Carson wrote this next quote we're going to share with each of us in mind. He said, "You have the ability to choose which way you want to go. You have to believe great things are going to happen in your life. Do everything you can. Prepare, pray, achieve to make it happen."
H, helping others achieve their dreams will unleash a spiritual dynamic in your life. Brian Tracy, the motivational speaker, said, "Successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me?" I think we call it Ephesians 6:8.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I, imagine yourself where you want to be in a week, a month, or a year. Then plan your work and work your plan to get there. Now, let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call.
J, joy is coming to your house. You know, no matter the adversity or the intensity of your previous failure, do everything you can to keep your joy. When I think about the joy of the Lord being my strength, I immediately think of this joy that I have, which is a song we love by Shirley Caesar. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The song goes on to say that robbers can't take it away, repo men can't take it away, hallelujah, because Jesus gave it to us. Psalm 30, verse 5, in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Or in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning."
Joy comes in the morning. Joy follows weeping when he's at the core of your existence. When you're at peace with him, worshiping him for all he's done, he is doing and will continue to do in your life.
We need to always remember Nehemiah 8, verse 10. And this in the Living Bible, it says, "It is a time to celebrate with a hearty meal and to send presents to those in need. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. You must not be dejected and sad."
Okay. Keep going no matter what circumstances may arise. Keep your focus on the goal line. Never give in or give up. Too many believers bail just before the reality of their victory begins to manifest.
Philippians 4, verses 12 and 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances. And I also know how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare, or going without and being in want. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency.
You know, I just got stirred. I'm all right. I know in this, the first verse here where it says, I also know how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. There's a way to live in abundance. And the only way you keep your abundance, your wealth, your peace, is knowing how to live in abundance. There's a key to that. There's some keys to that.
Mm.
And I think we need to be riding on that pretty soon.
All right.
I do. L, learn everything you can from everybody you can as you pursue your destiny. Make every effort to find a mentor whom you can personally visit or through whom you can rag based on their teaching.
Proverbs 11, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Where no wise guidance is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And in Proverbs 15, verse 22, in the New Living Translation, it says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success.
Learn from those who talk about where they're going and not where they've been. That is, unless they're now so late in their lives, they only have energy from memories. And let me just say this, it's never too late. It never is. And it doesn't matter your education level or anything else. Smith Wigglesworth, a great apostle of faith, did not get saved until he was 58 years old. And at that point, he didn't know how to read. His wife told him to read by reading the Bible to him. But he did amazing things, amazing exploits for God.
Amen.
M, manage your life, not your time. Time never changes. It remains the same. 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year. However, we do need to manage ourselves. Decide each night what your priorities are for the next day. Operate with a timeline on what's important to you, including who you need to speak to, either in person or on the phone.
Colossians 4, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, behave yourself wisely, living prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, making the very most of the time and seizing, buying up the opportunity.
And narrow your focus to what's important spiritually, what's important to your family, what's important to you. By narrowing your focus on what you want, you can get more specific. And remember that our God is a God of specificity. When we get specific with him, he gets specific with us. Focus can simply be defined as whatever has your attention. It's clear. God wants us to be focused on his plan for our lives.
Luke 9, verse 41 in the Message Bible says, Jesus said, what a generation, no sense of God, no focus to your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this?
Now, I can tell you that's one thing I don't want the Lord saying to me. How much longer do I have to put up with what you're doing, Harold? No, I don't want that to happen. Anthony Robbins, the noted author and motivational speaker, said, and this is a great quote, it's not what's happening to you now or what's happened to you in your past that determines who you become. Rather, it's your decisions about what to focus on, what things mean to you, and what you're doing about them. Well, what you're doing about them will determine your ultimate destiny. Well, oh, open your mind to the infinite possibilities God can use to give you the desires of your heart. Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, as well as a speechwriter for President Franklin D. Roosevelt, once said, what the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. There's truth to that. Let me say, if you've never read Think and Grow Rich, go to the internet. You can download it for free. It'll bless you. Well, I have great admiration for the writings and thoughts of Mr. Hill. It pales in comparison to the words found in Mark 9:23 in God's Word Translation. This was our scripture of the year for 2016.
That's right, out of God's Word Translation. Jesus said to him, "As far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes." Think about that.
The greatest limitations we'll ever face in life are self-imposed, self-maintaining, and self-defeating. God wants us to believe in possibilities, not limitations. He wants us living in excellence, not excuses. P, plan your future, your destiny, by planning what you're going to do every day. A successful plan requires that we step outside our comfort zone, leaving behind the hindrances of the past while embracing the possibilities of the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our comfort zone is an enemy of our future, a hindrance to our success, a stumbling block to our destiny. If we stay in our comfort zones, we will never leave nor surpass our current reality.
Hebrews 6, verse 1 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrines of Christ, the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belongs to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works or dead formalism and of the faith by which you turn to God."
Q. Quit second-guessing your decisions and whether or not you're destined to succeed. Second guessing is a waste of time. It's a waste of time when we already have made spirit-led decisions and created a plan for success.
James 1, verse 8 says, "For being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, or decides."
There's no question. No question. God wants that He wants us to succeed. He even gives us the prescription for success.
Mm.
It's found in Joshua 1:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
"This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success."
Hallelujah. Well, we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's call. We're taking our time on this because it's that important. But if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, so I'll ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen.